The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Kyle Flood. The Scarlet Knights are 1-5 in conference play and 3-6 overall. Rutgers hosts Nebraska on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. It's exciting for us to get back home. Another Big Ten game, Military Appreciation Day for us this Saturday. I know today is the anniversary of the Marine Corps. So we're excited to get back in High Point Solutions Stadium and then play a home game in the Big Ten. Questions?
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Well, Coach, one of the obvious starting points today is Janarian Grant and the fact that he just tied a Big Ten single-season record with his third kickoff return touchdown of the season. You know, it certainly adds quite a bit from a punt return perspective as well. But can you talk a little bit about just the contributions he's able to make throughout multiple facets of the game?
Sure, yeah, he scored on a punt return as well this year. Janarian is he's a special football player. He's been doing this since high school and probably since youth football, if you ask the people down there in Pasco, Florida. When we recruited him, we knew he would be a dynamic special teams player and would grow into being a really effective receiver, which he's doing that for us on offense as well. So, you know, Janarian is one of those guys, and they're unique. There's not a lot of them, but he's one of them that, you know, every time he touches the ball, there's a chance he could score, and I think he's shown that a number of times this year.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Kyle, how is Leonte dealing with the frustration of, I guess, not knowing if he'll be able to be back out there Saturday?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Teddy. You know, Leonte is a competitor, so I think that the most important thing, because we all get frustrated, and when you're the kind of athlete and the kind of competitor that Leonte is and you're not able to go out there and do it, it certainly can be frustrated. You just can't allow that to become discouragement, because the discouragement will affect, you know, how you go about your business. And he's doing everything we're asking him to do from a rehab perspective. He's working his tail off at it, and the minute he can be back out there, he wants to be back out there, and we're hoping it's this week. You know, we'll know a little bit later in the week, I guess, what his capacity will be, but we're hoping it's this week.
Very good. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you touched on the fact that this weekend's game is a military appreciation game. Can you just touch on a little bit of what honoring those groups means to you and to your team?
Yeah, it's a relationship that we've tried to build here within our program. Our director of player services is a retired Marine, Mike Kuzniak, so, you know, today's a big day for him. You know, we've got a great relationship with the ROTC here on campus. They do a lot of stuff operationally for us. You know, during the games, we have involvement with them in the off season, and we've got a group, the 1st Battalion, 114th Infantry, that has been deployed to the Middle East a few times, that we've been able to build a relationship with them and their families, and they've come to spring practice, they've come to preseason practices, and now, since we've been doing it as long as we have, it's been a great relationship, because now some of the officers and some of the soldiers that have been deployed and come home have come back with their families. So that's been really neat for us to see that for them to get home safely after doing what they do to protect our country.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.